Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Practice.
DSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour here on Friday, the final Friday of the month of March. The final Friday of Kidney Cancer Awareness Month, of Women's History Month, too. And keep an eye out. Gazelle over at Fun 107 does a great project every year where he focuses on women on the South Coast. That is going to be a very, very interesting read for you. Speaking of interesting reads, you heard Phil mention in the news there that the possibility exists. They haven't ruled out the possibility that in order to pay for replacing the aging Cape Cod bridges, the Bourne and Sagamore Bridge, that they may institute tolls on the bridge. Now, I have a lot of questions because this bridge is hugely important for the people who live and work on the Cape to get over each day. The Cape, unfortunately, you know, I mean, it could be self-sustaining if the bridges were to go out, if there was some kind of a disaster, you know, knock on Formica, there isn't one. But if something were to happen, obviously, you know, as we've seen in Baltimore, the things can happen that you aren't expecting. But if something were to happen to these bridges, Cape Cod has an infrastructure where they would be okay. Getting supplies to Cape Cod would not be a big deal because you're only crossing a limited waterway to try to get things over to them. Would it be inconvenient? Sure. Would it be impossible? No. But so many of the people that live on Cape Cod do not work on Cape Cod. So many people that live on Cape Cod have reasons to have to travel to the mainland every single day. So you're going to whack these people with a toll? Or would there be a residency waiver? But then what happens if you live in Plymouth but work in Hyannis? You know, this isn't like using the Mass Pike, where you can pay a toll because you're paying a toll for a more efficient way to get to where you're going. This isn't like utilizing the Newport Bridge, the Pell Bridge, paying a toll there because you're utilizing a more efficient way to get to where you're going. There's other ways to get there, but this bridge is, you know, faster and easier for you and really cool to cross. This is a bridge that is essential for getting across. And I feel like charging a toll for something that is essential is asking too much. And I think that the state And the Army Corps of Engineers have put up enough money for replacing these bridges that the federal government has to come through and give them the rest. So just this week it was announced, or last week actually, that the Commonwealth has committed $700 million to replace the two aging bridges, while the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which owns and operates the bridges, has agreed to put up $600 million. So between the two entities, that's $1.3 billion that they are willing to put up for what is expected to be a $4.5 billion project. Now, right now, the state is only asking for $1 billion in federal grants, which is only going to put you at, you know, $2.5 billion, only about half of what it's expected that you will need. And I don't know where they think the other $2 billion is going to come from, but that's the situation. Do they think that charging tolls is going to help make up that shortfall? I can't imagine that that's going to go over well. See, the problem is they've needed to plan for the replacement of these bridges for a long time. And unfortunately, it seems to me like that it fell on deaf ears for a lot of these entities over the last 10 or 15 years when they should have really been putting this plan in place. They had to have known the day was going to come that these bridges would need replacing. There are some bridges that I could feel comfortable driving over that are 100 plus years old. Those two bridges are not them. And really, the bigger problem for me is less about how much I'm concerned about the safety of those bridges, because I just close my eyes and drive across. No, I'm kidding. But I just, you know, I'm not really worried that it's going to break and fall off into the canal. What I'm more worried about is what happens if there's significant damage done to the bridge by a crash, or even just being able to alleviate some of the traffic issues. The bridges aren't wide enough for today's vehicles. You've got four lanes of traffic that really shouldn't be four lanes of traffic, because they're cutting it really close at a time when people are distracted and, you know, looking down at their phone when they're crossing that bridge. And all it takes is just drifting a couple of inches over the line and you're going to hit that car that's coming at you. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more than it does. Those bridges were built for the cars of the 1930s. Yes, the cars of the 1930s were also big. But if I remember correctly, there wasn't two lanes on each side. So it's something that needs to be done. And when something needs to be done, I feel like that's when the federal government has to step up and find that money. They're going to waste $3 billion on a lot of projects. There should be $3 billion essential dollars for replacing these bridges, especially where the state and the Army Corps of Engineers are not just putting their hand out and saying, we expect you to pay for everything. They're saying, hey, we're able to put a quarter of this money up ourselves. And that's not insignificant. $700 million and $600 million is not insignificant. It just seems like it when you take a look at the total cost of the bridges. And from what I understand and from what I've seen in some of these stories, whatever the new bridges that you're going to get for $4.5 billion aren't going to be that much different than what are there right now. They still have to be those, you know, suspension style type bridges because of the wind They need to be able to adjust and sway with the wind. They can't really change the approach too much, although I would like to see them create a flyover in Buzzards Bay and on the Bourne side the same way they have in Sagamore, but I don't know if that'll happen. But the width of the bridge is certainly something that can be adjusted. And I would actually say you probably need more lanes on the bridge than you have lanes leading to the bridge. Because of people's natural inclination to slow down as they are approaching the bridge. I mean, they should, but you know what I mean, to go slower than they need to. Every tourist that goes over that bridge in the summertime has to kind of stop and look. Oh, look. Oh, you can see the train bridge. Oh, look, there's the other bridge. Oh, wow, look at the boats going in the canal. Like, we should just have the tourist lane for people that want to go slow. You want to go slow and look out the window. That's your lane right there. Also, you're a truck, go in this lane. But the bottom line is those bridges have to get replaced and somebody's got to foot the bill. And Massachusetts and the Army Corps of Engineers are both saying we're willing to foot some of that bill. Instead of just saying, we need you to give us everything. So I think that should stand for something. And I don't think it should be by charging a toll to the people that use it. Now, what do you want to get into for what's fair to charge for a toll? Out-of-state plates? Do you want to sell a sticker that allows people to bypass the tolls? Or I guess nowadays, because of transponders, you know, they could do that electronically. But do you want to have an exemption for residents? Do you want to have an exemption for people that can prove that they need to get over the bridge on a daily basis? My dad goes over that bridge. Well, he goes over the Sagamore once and he goes over the Bourne Bridge once, I think, every day. For his job, every day. Well, I think he's 6 days a week now, but he was seven. So you think that that's somebody that should have to pay, I don't know, just say $1 every time. It just seems unnecessary for something that's necessary. You can't go a different way to avoid the toll. I mean, I guess you could take the tunnel, but you have to buy the permit for the tunnel first. And those aren't cheap. They're getting harder to find. A Cape Cod Canal tunnel permit is not cheap anymore. You used to be able to get them for $1. Anyway, 508-996-0500. This is where I have to tell you that those aren't real. Those are just funny stickers that they would sell in the gift shops. We had an issue before where I said that and people believed it. So, all right, 508-996-0500. And, of course, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We do have some interesting stories for you to check out at WBSM.com and on the app, including one when we're talking about driving. And I mentioned cell phones and how that's been a problem. Barry has an article this morning about how Massachusetts drivers are distracted by more than just cell phones. That it's not just, you know, the assumption that people are texting or scrolling or, you know, looking things up on the internet that is distracting them when they're on the road and leading to some of these infractions for distracted driving. So it's a very interesting read, worth your time. Check it out, WBSM.com and the WBSM app. I'm going to take a break here and we'll be back in a few moments.
Tell me, did I see your big laugh about that? If I come out like a dream, will you let me show you what I mean? Will you let me come on inside? Ooh, will you let it glide? All I want is a remedy.
And if what you want is a remedy, well, bourbon therapy might just be what the doctor ordered. Bourbon therapy is coming to Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven tomorrow. And if you head on over today, you can purchase a raffle ticket for your chance to purchase one of four special reserve bottles. Now, they've got these on their Facebook page, on their Instagram account, Stevie's Wine and Spirits. But we are talking about being able to get some of the most sought after bourbons around. We're talking about Rock Hill Farms. We're talking about old Rip Van Winkle 10-year. We're talking about two different bottles of George T. Stagg. And this is the stuff that real true collectors want to have in their collection, whether they're going to drink it or whether they're just going to display it. So they will be auctioned off, and you can go on over and get your tickets for $20. And the $20 from each ticket goes to benefit the Fairhaven Animal Shelter. Four winners will be drawn during the Bourbon Therapy event tomorrow, happening from 2 to 4 p.m. at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, when you can join the crew from Keeping It Neat at a special in-house tasting with various vendors. And you can also purchase a bottle of Wheatley Vodka, and that will automatically get you a raffle ticket. So you can get more information by going to Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, or by going to their Facebook page, or by going to their Instagram account. And, you know, maybe you get there and you don't end up winning the opportunity to purchase one of these special reserve bottles. That's okay, because you're going to get the chance to try a bunch of different whiskeys, bourbons, ryes, everything. You're going to get a chance to try some different stuff, and you're going to want to go home with something. Even if you don't find something, Stevie's Custom Blended Bourbon is always available there, and it's one of the best around. It's from Cleveland, the Cleveland Whiskey Company, and it has a very kind of, it's a sweet flavor with some cherry wood, some vanilla, sugar maple wood. It really is a good tasting bourbon. So check it out. Bourbon Therapy happening tomorrow, 2 to 4 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. But head on over today and get your raffle tickets, $20 each, with all the proceeds benefiting the Fairhaven Animal Shelter. Again, all the details at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, or by going to their Facebook page or their Instagram account. So we're going to be going into the newsroom. Phil, are you a whiskey drinker? Are you a bourbon drinker? What do you like? Oh, hold on. I turned you down there. There you go.
I'm more of a vodka guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you would get the Wheatley vodka.
Okay.
And then they would give you a raffle ticket, because you get one free with purchasing a Wheatley vodka. And then you could give that raffle ticket to me.
Sounds great.
Now, you'd still want to have the chance to win the bottle of bourbon, even if you weren't going to drink it.
I would drink it.
The collectability, though.
Exactly. It'll look nice on a shelf.
Yes. And, of course, over at Stevie's, you can always try anything that has the purple dot next to it. You can just say, hey, I'd like to try that. And they'll pour you a little sample so you can try it before you buy it.
Sounds good to me. I'm open-minded.
So if you're around tomorrow, stop on by for Bourbon Therapy.
Excellent.
All right. Now let's go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
Federal money will help Baltimore after its bridge collapse. A State Department official steps down. And on her new album, Beyoncé embraces the Beatles.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Biden administration has approved $60 million in emergency relief funds for Maryland following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Mark Mayfield with more.
The funds were approved after a request from Governor Wes Moore. The emergency funds provide an initial down payment to help Maryland manage ongoing disruptions to traffic, supply chains, and daily life, and is the first step in the joint effort to reconstruct the Key Bridge. The bridge collapsed overnight Tuesday after it was struck by a container vessel. 8 construction workers were on the bridge at the time of the collapse. 2 were rescued. The bodies of 2 others were recovered Wednesday, and efforts to locate the remaining 4 will continue when the conditions are safe for recovery divers. I'm Mark Mayfield.
President Biden raising over $25 million in a star-studded New York fundraiser. Biden was joined at Radio City Music Hall by former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and celebrities including Stephen Colbert, Queen Latifah, and Mindy Kaling. In announcing the 3 presidents, Colbert joked that, quote, none of them are here to go to court, referring to former President Trump's legal issues. Former President Trump was also in New York Thursday to attend the wake of an NYPD officer who was killed in the line of duty. Trump said it was a, quote, sad event and called for law and order. Police say 31-year-old Officer Jonathan Diller was shot to death during a routine traffic stop in Queens on Monday. A State Department official is stepping down to protest U.S. support of Israel. Anel Shaleen announced her resignation Wednesday from her position with the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. She said she could no longer work for the administration as it enabled Israeli atrocities in Gaza. A Pennsylvania man who allegedly killed his neighbor with a chainsaw while wearing a scream mask is being charged with criminal homicide. Layton Borough police arrested 30-year-old Zach Moyer without incident after Monday's attack. The wealthiest 1% just got richer. The Federal Reserve on Thursday reporting the top 1% reached a record $44 trillion in combined wealth at the end of last year. The most recent gains came from stock value increases, which netted over $2 trillion in the fourth quarter.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
And that's Beyoncé covering the Beatles' Blackbird on her new album out today. Cowboy Carter features her country hit Texas Hold'em and 26 other tracks, including a cover of Dolly Parton's Jolene and an appearance by Willie Nelson. Pop stars Post Malone and Miley Cyrus also turn up on the album.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Bruins heading off to the Stanley Cup playoffs for the 8th consecutive year. They've got a game with the Washington Capitals on Saturday. Red Sox scoring an opening day win against the Seattle Mariners 6-4. It was a late game, started after 10, and they're out there again tonight to play the Mariners, this game at 9:40 tonight. The Celtics close, but no win for them last night against the Atlanta Hawks, 123-122 in overtime. After that loss, they're off to New Orleans to play the Pelicans on Saturday.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Rain's going to be with us for the early commute, but not the late one. Rain and fog will be with us this morning, but clouds will hang out throughout the day. Also, look for winds to pick up with occasional gusts near 30 miles per hour. Your high today near 53. Overnight tonight, we'll do some clearing. Your low near 35. And for Saturday, plenty of sunshine with a high near 57. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBS.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Even if it's a day like today. One of the happiest songs you'll hear from The Cure. And I'm in love with giving away money. We're going to be doing that starting Monday with Win Cash. You're going to have the chance to win cash every hour on WBSM between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. We're going to be giving you a code that you can enter on WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. Each time you enter, You are entered to win the $100 prize for that hour. But also, each time you enter, you are entered to the grant for the grand prize of $30,000. It's your chance to win cash on WBSM, and it's brought to you by Architect Managed IT Services. And you can read all about it right now at WBSM.com and on the app. And that article on Monday, where we have all the information about how to play and what you can do with that money and all that kind of stuff, on Monday, in that same spot, you'll be able to find the actual entries. So each day, it will unlock that day's entries. You just go into the right hour, drop in the code, and there you go. So you get the rewarded with a chance to win cash just for listening to WBSM, which you were going to do anyway. Why not get paid for it? And of course, that's just one of the many, 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 many great giveaways we have going on. In fact, we're going to have tickets to things coming up that I can't even talk about yet because I'm not allowed to announce them until next month. But there's some really, really cool stuff. Whether it be concerts, comedy shows, or in some cases, overall experiences. So we've got all kinds of things that we're going to be giving away throughout the spring and summer. And we want to make sure that you can get something for listening to WBSM. Because as I always say, to me, that's what radio is all about. Sure, it's about great conversations and having a place to sound off on your opinions on things and getting news and information and finding out the weather and all that kind of stuff. Yes. But it's also about winning free things. And so that's why we're going to try to give you some cash and then we'll give you some other prizes as we go along. Of course, you know, not everybody that enters gets to win, but some of you out there are lucky. And if you are particularly lucky, well, make sure you go out there and buy your Powerball ticket. Because we are dealing with an estimated jackpot of $935 million for tomorrow night's Powerball drawing. Now, I still got a feeling that this is going to go up. I know this is the estimated jackpot, so I think there's a good chance that this will be close to the final amount. But I don't know. There might be a push here. Because think about it, right? Sunday's Easter. There's probably a lot of people that are going to go out last minute on Saturday and buy some Powerball tickets and, you know, slip them into somebody's Easter present. Imagine that. Imagine if you were, you know, doing a plastic egg hunt around the backyard. The Easter Bunny left some plastic eggs around the backyard. And you're looking around and you find one. You crack it open and there's a Powerball ticket in there. And then you're like, oh, well, let me see if it matched last night's drawing. Look it up online. Oh, my God, I have the winning ticket. Thanks, Easter Bunny. Wouldn't be like that kid in the commercial. Thanks, Easter Bunny. Remember that? What was that? Was that Cadbury eggs? But that's why I think you might see that jackpot jump up a little bit more. I don't know if it'll hit the billion-dollar mark, but $935 million is still nothing to sneeze at. And if you did sneeze at it and you won it, whatever made you sneeze, they could easily cure. You would have all the money in the world to be able to do that. The cash value of it, if you were going to just take the cash payout, $449.7 million. $450 million. Say you're going to get that, you're going to cough up half of that in taxes. You're still looking at $225 million deposited in your bank account. You could probably be okay with that. I know it's not $935 million, but you could probably make that work. A little budgeting. Call Jose Matos. Have him sit down, work out with you a nice budget. You could survive on $225 million. I'm sure of it. Might be tight. Might have to only go out to eat twice a day instead of three times a day for the rest of your life. But you could make it work. 508-996-0500. You know what? Maybe I should play those numbers. Maybe we're onto something there. All right, we're going to take a break and be back in a few moments. right, welcome back in. It is time now to check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? Happy Easter.
To you as well. And I was going to say, you must be pretty busy over there getting everybody's Easter meals ready for them.
Yeah, dude, we're getting busy. It's starting. Prime ribs. I got fresh lamb. Rack of lamb. I got everything. Tomahawks even. It's crazy.
So are people having you prepare it for them? Or are they coming in just getting the meat to take it home and make it themselves? Or?
A little bit of both. I'm doing suckling pigs for a couple people. Want. So, you know, the suckling pigs, like the mini pigs, you know, roasted pigs.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing that. And, you know, prime ribs here and there. Hams, stuff like that.
So everything that you would possibly want to put on your Easter table, you can get it all at the butcher shop.
Yeah, the basics, pretty much what people really want, meat.
And, of course, the most important thing, you can get all the beer and wine that you need to get you through the family meal, too.
A lot. I got plenty. I got everything from everywhere. France, Spain, Chile, Portugal, wherever you want to drink from.
So in addition to it being, you know, Easter weekend, today is also Good Friday, which means you're going to have a lot of people still coming in for the last Friday of Lent looking to get their fish and their seafood options.
Yeah, a lot of stuffed fish. I got fried fish. I got fillets. I have stuffed shrimp, a lot of fish stuff. I got octopus today. A lot of stuff, man.
And I got a question for you because this came up during conversations this week. Could you get somebody bear meat if they wanted it?
You know what? Somebody warned me you were going to ask me this question, dude. Listen, I've done it before. I've gotten bear, but it was, you know, we don't have that around here. It's like Maine, stuff like that. They'll kill it up there. They'll bring it down. I'll chop it up. I don't know if I could even get it from some of the merchants, like the vendors. I don't know. Maybe I could get it. I can get anything pretty much.
Well, I'll say this. If anybody could get it, Eric, it would be you. So.
Yeah. That's right. If anybody could get it, it'd be us over here.
I could picture you actually going out there and hunting down a bear for a customer if necessary.
Yeah, no, so. I'm all set.
Same way. I'm going to avoid them all I can. So I know, you know, Easter weekend coming up. What are you going to have on your plate for Easter?
Dude, honestly, we're having turkey and having prime rib. We're having ham. We're having a little bit of everything at my parents' house.
There you go. Perfect. Well, I hope that it's the best Easter ever, and I hope that everything keeps going well over there, and we will talk to you next week.
Yeah, tell everybody to come down, man. We'll go whatever you need. If I can't get it, I'll get it, man.
Absolutely. The Butcher Shop, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. Thank you, sir. Happy Easter to you and the family.
Happy Easter, brother. Later.
And of course, again, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. It's not just about what they have for Easter. It's about the stuff they have for you each and every day at the Butcher Shop. So check them out and make it your place to shop. 508-996-0500. That's my number. I apologize to the caller that was trying to call in. I was trying to put you on hold, but I caught you just a little bit too late there at the tail end of you trying to call in. So go ahead and call back, and we will get you on the air. But don't forget, too, that coming up, Chris McCarthy will have you for the next 3 hours. So if you don't get a chance to call me, you can always call Chris. And he's always got great programs planned for you. I believe he has Tom Hodgson coming in today. So you'll be able to call in and speak with him and Tom. Always great when he has the former sheriff in to give you a different perspective on a lot of things, especially when we're talking about crime issues. He can speak from an inside perspective. But there was a lot of things that the sheriff's office did under his command, community work. So there's a lot of things that he can speak about. So it should be a very interesting interview, as it always is, a very interesting discussion. And, of course, don't forget, too, all of our great Saturday programs. We'll have Brian's Beat tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. We will have the Ken Pittman Show after that, and then Money Matters with Jose Matos. And maybe, just maybe, you're going to need Jose's services if you win that Powerball. So listen to Money Matters tomorrow and make sure you get all of Jose's contact information. So that you have it ready to go, so that if your ticket comes in on Saturday night, he can be your first call Sunday morning. And you know what? If you win that jackpot, if you win that $935 million, I wouldn't even wait till Sunday morning to call Jose. I would call him Saturday night and leave a message. So that first thing Monday morning when they come into the office, you're the first call. See, I'm lucky. I have Jose's cell phone. So if I win, I can call him and bother him at 11:05 on Saturday night or whatever time they make the drawing. Say, guess what? I need you. But I don't know. We'll see. There's a property that's on the market that if I win that $935 million, Phil Devitt and I were talking yesterday, I'm going to buy it. So I'll have that for you a little bit later on today at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But a very famous local property that's up for sale that I would not mind owning. Needs a lot of work, but I would have the money to do it. So between that and my my 85 Trans Am and probably a brand new Dodge Hellcat. Other than that, I'd be fine. Maybe a motorcycle. Other than that, I'd be fine. Possibly a boat. But other than that, I'd be fine. Throwing a big party and hiring you two to play it. That last one seems a little much. Maybe we won't do that. All right, 508-996-0500. Let me take my last break of the morning, and we'll be right back. 100.
Everybody's free to feel good. Everybody's free to feel good. Everybody's free.
And everybody's free to feel good this weekend. You have my permission. That's Rosala, who you can see in the new movie Rosala X Kong, The New Empire. No, I'm sorry. That's Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Which means that we now have two movies out in theaters that have Empire in the title, along with Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. So hopefully tomorrow I will see some of you at the Bourbon Therapy event at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, happening from 2 to 4. I'm going to try and stop by over there. And I hope that you have a great weekend. Good Friday today for those of you who observe. Easter on Sunday for those of you who observe. They will have the sunrise service in Fairhaven, which I know people love to attend. It's something that people have marked on their calendars. So lots of great observations happening if that's your thing. Don't forget to get your Powerball tickets. Don't forget me if you win the Powerball. You can pay me to come and do this show every morning from your home, if that's what you would like. I will do that. Speaking of being on the road, next Thursday, I will be broadcasting live from Country Whip to celebrate their new coffee and breakfast options, their pastries, their muffins, their baked goods. So we'll be there next Thursday morning for a live show from Country Whip. Should be a lot of fun. We can try some of those new funky fries too. And of course, we'll have a great Seize the Deal for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.